Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today our devotional is titled, Cut It Off. In Matthew 5:29, in dealing with the lust of the eyes, Jesus instructs, pluck out. And building on that, instructs to cut off, as seen in verse 30. Matthew 5:30 reads, And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off, cast it from you. For it is more profitable for you that one of your members perish than for your whole body to be cast into hell. The eye is presented as the medium through which temptation comes, and the hand is presented as the medium through which sin is committed. What is required is a radical repentance that affects the heart and the life. And of course, if it really affects the heart, it will affect the life. Heart and life go together, which is the overall point here in context. Note Christ did not say taper off, but rather cut off. Remember how Jesus said to the woman caught in adultery, go and sin no more, John 8:11. He didn't say, I know you have a long-term addiction to sexual sin. This is going to take a while. No. He immediately said, sin no more. Pluck out and cut off. Involve a decisive, life-changing response indicative of true repentance. This is what is being illustrated. As John the Baptist would say, true repentance, excuse me, true repentance brings forth the fruit of repentance, and it does so immediately. Of course, even true believers continue to struggle with sin and can fall back into sin, even gross sin. But there is a decisive change of mind in conversion that forever changes a person. A true Christian is a new creation who now has a new nature and the Holy Spirit. They now have a Heavenly Father who disciplines them. Being born again does not result in practical perfection, but it does alter the direction of a person's life. John Phillips said, quote, the eye generates the desire, the hand generates the deed. So Jesus said, in effect, don't look and don't touch. The Lord was not telling us to cripple ourselves, but to control ourselves. End of quote. And as we have noted, only by way of repentance and regeneration can this happen in a person's life in a way that generates a righteousness that affects the heart and thus exceeds that of the Pharisees. Al Martin shared this. Oh, the madness. You are a vile, filthy, helpless, hell-deserving, wretched son or daughter of Adam. You know nothing of true repentance and therefore of true and saving faith. Oh, yes, once in a while you take a dull parry knife, scratch your hand, and occasionally scratch around your eyeballs, but you haven't begun to cut off and pluck out. You better listen to the words of Jesus. Not everyone who says, Lord, Lord, shall enter, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. If you by the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the flesh, you shall live. If you live after the flesh, you'll die. The cross does not give us a minor shift or two with regard to a few of our ethical and moral and religious values. The cross radically disrupts the very center and citadel of your life from self to Christ. And if the cross has not done that, you are not a Christian. My friend, face it. Young rogue, you're not a Christian until the cross has radically disrupted the very center and citadel of your life and brought you from a life of commitment to serve self, whether it is religious self, moral self, proud self, covetous self, lustful self, prideful self, unforgiving self, lazy self. It doesn't matter. What are the focal points of the reign of your life? If you've gone to the cross in union with Christ, it's been shattered. I want you in that day when you stand before the judge of the world to have him say, come you blessed. I don't want to look at you standing there saying, Lord, 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 I named you in earth. I named you before the elders. I named you before the church. I named you in prayer meeting. I named you in witness. And Lord, now Lord, Lord, did I not this and did I not that? I don't want to hear him say, depart from me. I never knew you. You worker of iniquity, you were never made a doer of the will of God. You learned enough. You learned what to say properly enough to be accepted for what you professed yourself to be on earth. But now the day of judgment has come, and the truth is now to be made known. This comes from a sermon called The Truth is Now to be Known by Al Martin. In Matthew 5, 29 and 30, Jesus is saying that adultery is not just a physical issue, but a spiritual issue of the heart. True believers come to true repentance, involving a radical response to sin that forever changes their lives. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald signing off for now.